here on Woodstock Road is St Anne's College. St Anne's is one of the newest colleges of the university. It was founded in 1879 as a society for home students and was granted college status in 1952. It has admitted both women and men since 1979 and has many successful and distinguished alumni, including Helen Fielding, Simon Rattle, Tina Brown and Penelope Lively. St Anne's was founded with the aim of providing an Oxford education for women who would not otherwise have been able to afford it, by permitting them to live in accommodation across the city and arranging their tutorials and lectures. The college is built around the original Victorian houses, and more recent additions include the library, lecture rooms, student accommodation and the Ruth Deitch building, which incorporates the Porter's Lodge. St Anne's today is one of the largest colleges, with over 400 undergraduates and 250 graduates. Like any other Oxford college, St Anne's is committed to selecting the most academically able students from any background. The college offers affordable on-site accommodation to almost all undergraduate students. Around half of student rooms are en suite, with several specially constructed for disabled use. There are kitchen facilities on each staircase, and three meals a day are served in hall. The college library is one of the largest in Oxford, with 110,000 books, and is open 24 hours a day. IT is also well catered for, with connection points in all rooms. The college has a strong musical tradition and offers good practice facilities, as well as the opportunity to attend or perform in weekly recitals in college. For those interested in sports, there's an on-site gym, as well as shared use of nearby St John's playing fields, and St Anne's students represent both the college and the university as part of various sports teams. The college has an enviable location just next to the university parks, handy for everything from running to frisbee playing. You'll see that St Anne's is much more modern in appearance than many other Oxford colleges. This leads to an atmosphere that is informal, down to earth, and outward looking.